This is the Juicy Good Life, where we unbury world changers like you from the mountain of shoulds you suffer under. I'm Sarah Stokes, the founder of the Juicy Good Life and your business breakthrough coach. I'm here to lead female founders to their juicy good life by showing you how you can create should-free six figures and go all in on your life and legacy of joy, meaning, and impact. I'm a mom who's made millions and scaled several successful companies of my own, and I'm here to help you do it in a strategic way that feels like freedom to your soul. You have this one precious life. Let's help you make it juicy good. Hi, friend. This is Sarah Stokes. I intend for this time to be like that front porch best friend time with me, your business breakthrough coach. I help open-hearted, overwhelmed, overgivers truly make room for business joy. And I do that by helping you feel less alone and by really leading you through some of the squirmiest stuff that I've been through and so many others like you have been through. So today I want to talk about impossible business standards. I see this as something that so many incredible mission-driven women have, and it might come from an old wound. It might come from that perfectionistic armor that we wear because we want to be judgment-proof. That was certainly my case. If I could deliver the best service and have the best team and do it all just exactly right, I could be judgment-proof. And that showed up in so many places in my life. And all it did was cause a lot of overworking and overgiving and essentially suffering. So what happens is a lot of us have this beautiful business, this product, this service, and we are working so hard to make sure that our customers are happy, right? We want them to be thrilled, and that's just great business. And then along comes something new. Maybe it's a new product, a new service, a new offering, and we want it to be just right. And I see this so many times in my clients, and there's nothing wrong with having things really, really right. Please don't hear me wrong. But what I see is a lot of stress and suffering when it comes to making sure you are bulletproof, judgment-proof out there. And these impossible business standards that we put on ourselves come from a place of please, please, please don't judge me. And that all stems from, you know, literally our wiring to belong. We are wired to belong because our caveman brain, the parts of our brain that are still back in the Stone Ages, knew that if we didn't belong, we got kicked out of the tribe and we didn't survive. So it thinks putting something out in the world that's new is literally as scary as death. And so you end up trying to over-engineer your launch or your product, and you make yourself crazy in the process where you are so fried nervous system-wise because your nervous system's like, this thing's new and scary. Or maybe you're earning new levels of money and you're trying to do it all right. And no one tells us, because we're conditioned in a capitalistic world that the one who works the hardest wins. No one tells us that being in service to our clients, being in this great relationship with our product, it doesn't have to eat you alive. It doesn't have to survive every single troll on the internet's judgment. Now, is it way nicer when we don't have anyone complain or think that we need to do something different? Sure it is. It's so much nicer. It's so much easier. But in order for us to like prevent one troll on the internet, we will spend months in consternation, months in trying to make it just right. And my whole thing is that you earn money that supports your life, that you have rest and time for play and freedom and creativity, and this stress that you can put on yourself with impossible business standards, it takes away from all of that. So the thing that helped me the most, and I was many, many years into business, many millions into business. What helped me the most was hearing a simple perspective booster And that is, even Apple, the creator of the world's most high-tech digital device, right? Our phones are incredible, whether you're an Android user or an iPhone user. Apple sends updates all the time, and we're not mad at them. Yes, there might be some tech forums where people are like, this update sucks, blah. But for the most part, Apple's always evolving, and so is every other brand that we do business with and love to spend money on. Every brand you love is in a state of evolution. Now, are we like staying up late at night or formulating blogs against these brands because they made an update? No, we're just happy they're out there giving us this option to purchase from them, right? But we are so hard on ourselves as small business owners that we will put off the potential to make money and serve our customers until we're judgment proof. It's a lot of when then, right? When I get the perfect website or funnel, then I'll put this offer out into the world. When I get the perfect swimsuit body, then I'll go play with my kids in the ocean. When I save just enough money, then I'll go do this trip that I want to do with my bestie. Nothing wrong with any of it, except I'm here to advocate for your joy now. Not irresponsible decision-making. That's not what we're talking about here. I'm talking about impossible standards that don't make room for joy. So if your product or service is ready to help someone, get it out there. Get it out there. This is my invitation to you to stop worrying about being judgment-proof. So much of what I have built now in the Juicy Good Life is all about getting ready enough to serve someone so that they suffer less. So it all boils down to, why do you do this thing you do in your business? And does this thing you want to put out there that you're afraid is going to get judged, does it help someone? And if it does, I want to invite you to stop playing the when-then life with it. If it's ready enough, are you holding yourself to an impossible standard of perfection that you could never reach anyway? And if it's just a fear of judgment, and I don't mean to downplay it by using the word just, I want you to know there's help for you. This is what I do. Business coaching is literally helping you through the brain squirm of being afraid of judgment, of being afraid of putting yourself out there in a new way, of being afraid of receiving money at new levels. Your nervous system's like running the show most of the time. We can help soothe it, not fight it. Soothe it. And the best thing for being in the when-then life is making a move now that helps someone and getting the evidence for your brain, for your psyche, for your fears, that you are helping someone today. And that is how we build confidence. That's how we build business street cred, is we go out there and we do the things we want to do with the people we want to do them with. So remember, your favorite brands, the ones we all hold as the gold standard in business, they're evolving too. There's no such thing as perfection there either. I've been on the inside of many of the top brands that you and I both do business with a lot, and there is evolution going on all the time. I saw messes that I never expected to see in Fortune 500 companies, Fortune top 10 companies, and I didn't judge them. I was like, oh, good, they need us, right? When I was doing marketing consulting and HR marketing consulting. I know that they were like, hey, yeah, we've got some work to do here. And that is just normal. And yet I see small business owner after small business owner not put her thing out into the world because she feels like she needs to be judgment proof. And my love, there's so much joy on the other side of releasing that perfection. It is a journey. I don't mean to say you're going to snap your fingers and release perfectionism. Perfectionism exists as armor from a wounded place where I'll be so judgment-proof that nobody can hurt me, right?
And so I have massive compassion for you because I've been there and I'm still working through lots of it. Even after 10 years of putting myself out there. Well, heck, 27 years of putting myself out there. Visible, visible, visible. And still, I want to be judgment proof, but my purpose of helping you matters way more than one troll out there now to me. And I'm glad that I have that perspective and I'm here to help you get there too. So what is it that wants to be born from your business? Where are you holding it to an impossible standard? Can you ease up on that? Make sure it's market ready. That's all appropriate. And then get out there and help somebody with it because it will shake it loose for you in a way that feels so good. All right. If you want help with this daily squirm stuff that business growth brings about, that's exactly what I do through Should Free Six Figures. It's open now for enrollment. I want to invite you. I talk about it like the front porch of business growth. Your cushions are prepped. Your business coach is ready, that front porch best friend energy. The tea is on the stove. You get to pick whatever you want and come and curl up and let's talk. That's the vibe. All right. I love you so much. You're doing amazing. Thank you for making the world a better place.
If you want to work with me, there are a few ways you can do that. Just head on over to thejuicygoodlife.com, where I'd like to invite you to join me in one or all of the ways you can create your juicy good life and business. We have the Juicy 365 Daily Mentorship, my delicious Should Free Six Figures program for building your business, and my next level private custom coaching and mastermind program called All In. If you're not already hanging out with me on social media, join me on what I like to call my front porch over at the Juicy Good Life on Facebook, where I'm hanging out the most, or any of your favorite social media spots. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for making the world a better place. Thank you.